This is Podcast X, episode 28. Trenchcoat Mafia, with me is Starhawk, a.k.a. this week.
By the power of Podan, I dub myself the Grim Black Guy.
Yeah, you know, there's really not much you can do with the Grim Ghost as far as monikers. It's funny because you heard
the
us...
The nigger you can't see in the dark.
Although that is a good tagline. Can you imagine that, like, above the title?
The Grim Black Guy, a.k.a. the nigger you can't see in the dark. Good for anal rape.
Anal rape's gonna be a running gag this time, isn't it?
No. I'm actually trying to get this podcast to the point where we can actually let people listen to it. Now, starting it off with anal rape.
Have you let anyone listen to the show yet since you've been on it?
Oh, it's far more entertaining just to describe the podcast and deny them the pleasure of knowing the actual URL. However, for our listeners, those of you who'd like to comment on the blog,
podcastx.blogspot.com. I wanted to review Grim Ghost. I had promised back in episode 6 I'd review a couple Atlas comics. You looked it over, you were unimpressed, and you were like, there's no way you're reviewing this, and yet you've had a change of heart.
I've got to say, I sort of was forced to read this because having perused thoroughly Brother Voodoo, I was like, there's got to be more to comics than this. You know, I was like...
And you happened to have, because I sent it to you for review earlier, and you had it like, sitting there on your hard drive, so...
There you go. I had been forewarned, and then I opened up the cover, and there it was, when I had nowhere else to turn, what did I see but...
Satan! So you know, he always comes through when you need him the most. Let me tell you something. Since childhood, I have read of him and the miracles he could perform.
Well, there you go. And I have to tell you, no dastardly deed is not rewarded with a visit. No dastardly deed goes unrewarded with a visit from
Satan. And exactly. This cover's really good.
This cover's great.
I mean, Satan just looks... We have the stereotypical red horns, goateed, pointy-eared Satan here. And like...
He's got the Grim Ghost in the palm of his hand. The Grim Ghost is shooting down some unsuspecting SOB. And the writhing souls of the dead and the damned.
You've really done a 180 on this comic.
Are doing the dance of the decadent in the flames in the background.
Yeah, this is pretty damn cool.
Yeah, it's hot.
And,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
okay, go ahead.
I have to ask.
He is going ha 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 ha, yeah.
Is he a force for good or a harbinger of evil? Well, and if he is evil... Who is there to stop him?
Sales.
Sales?
Bad sales.
They'll do it every time.
Again, this comic was canceled after 3 issues.
All right, now, it's a damn shame, because you know what? This comic, after that fantastic cover, opens up on the fur trading house. This guy's galloping through the cosmos, basically the air, down upon a pistol...
Yeah, let's,
bullet-toting, good lord, what is he? Well, don't just stand there gaping at him, you idiots. Gun him down, blonde.
Yeah, I love that the criminal boss here is a hot chick.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, he's dressed like a 1700s gentleman. You know, he's got the tights. He's got the puffy he's got the puffy pirate sleeve shirt that you like so much.
The puffy pirate sleeve shirt, the frilled tuxedo.
And
shirt.
He's got like a bandana over his whole head here.
That is correct.
And he's riding a black horse. Yeah, as you said, in the air. So
right. Galloping through the sky, big purple cape flowing behind him. I tell you, he's a damn near capable of being a.
I think that's a good design for a comic book character. And like, notice
the Grim Ghost.
Yeah, there it is.
That laugh. It ain't human. It's like something straight from hell.
Yeah, this was written by Michael Fleischer, who wrote some of the best Jonah Hexes and Spectres. And
who follows such great introductory dialogue with Enter the Grim Ghost.
That's the, well, maybe that title was imposed on him. Who knows? But you didn't like the art. This is by Ernie Colon.
No,
I was going to say I like it. Oh, okay.
Nope.
You really have done a 180 on this. Your original impression was, oh, fuck, I'm not reviewing it.
I just had to live through the art of Brother Voodoo number one.
Hey, whoa, it looked great. I have no problem with the art in Brother Voodoo.
It was kind of stiff.
I don't agree with that, but okay. Since we're reviewing Grim Ghost here, yeah, I like the female crime boss. Now we have a flashback.
Her name is Goldie.
They're
Relax,
stealing furs.
Goldie, will ya? We got 12 full minutes before the Watchman comes by again.
Yeah, because she told him, get moving, you mugs!
Yeah, really.
The Night Watchman shows up.
Hold on. Slide up. This is a dialogue puncher right here.
Which,
you, stop where you are. You're all under arrest.
Hey, look at this dude here. He looks like the Penguin.
Yeah. He's like,
with a beret.
But check out the fur. The red mink coat in his hands. Can you say vulva?
You know, they're...
I'm seeing labia majora and...
I did not see that until you pointed it out to me. And you just reminded me of...
Blatant squapping vagina of fur.
Do you know about Seduction of the Innocent?
No. Tell me more.
That was a book that an evil psychiatrist named Frederick Wortham wrote in the 50s. And his whole thing was that comics were filled with subtle, erotic... imagery that was like perverting the children.
Took him what, a whole 10 minutes to realize that?
Oh, you're agreeing with his theory.
Oh, please. Do you not remember our review of Supergirl number 8?
Oh, that there was nothing subtle about that. There really was. That was blatant. Ooh. Yeah, okay, this is good. Goldie just shoots the Night Watchman and look
Penguin
at them laughing,
boy,
that's great.
Boy is cracking the fuck up. He's like, oh my god, this is hilarious. You know, I mean, she puts on her silencers, right? And it's like the tall, skinny dude, right? The one that's always slimy and looking like, who's that guy from that, the Addams Family?
Lurch?
Okay, no.
Gomez?
Yeah, right?
But Gomez wasn't tall.
Well, the tall, skinny, oily-looking guy. He's like, it's about time. What on earth took you so long? And she's like, I'm just a girl, Griff. I always have trouble getting on my silencer. And Weasel is like, you got a great sense of humor, Goldie.
I love these cliched gangsters. Yeah, this is pretty cool. It's like he just walked into like a bad 30s crime movie.
All right, so check it out. So Goldie's over there. You guys are supposed to be doing this. He's the, you know, tall and oily. Like, good grief, look. And there's a spotlight on the dead body that Goldie just plugged full of holes.
Yeah, this is... why Michael Fleischer is great, because that dude has issues. I don't know if you ever read the old Spectre comics where he would turn, because of the comics code, he would turn people into things and then kill them. Like, he would turn people into glass and then he would shatter them. He would turn people into wood and then he would put them under a buzzsaw. And, like, Michael Fleischer, he had a dark streak, and you're seeing it here with the spotlight on the dead guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The flies circle in the light like buzzards in the desert. It's incredible.
Okay, and yeah, now we've come back around to the splash page. We're back in the present. The Grim Ghost has shown up on his flying horse. He's laughing at them, and they're like, what the fuck?
No. Weasel, like, gasp.
Weasel doesn't gasp. And he has a word balloon, and in the word balloon is the word gasp, which I'm fine with.
A fearsome apparition of doom thunders out of the moonlit sky, laughing like a demon from the darkest pits of hell.
Now, are we in agreement that we miss these ridiculously dramatic captions? Because...
I swear, I gotta tell you.
I like them.
If the art was just a little improved, we could reissue this.
See, you do have a problem with the art.
No, the art's great.
It is great. It's perfect for this book.
It's sort of like... it's very basic. I mean, there's just no shading or shadowing whatsoever. It's
well,
like
this is
primaries all through it.
Which, okay, perhaps is not the best thing for a horror comic.
But anyway, so he's like, gasp! And then Oily is like, what is it? And Goldie is like, who gives a damn what it is? Gunning down.
You know,
blam, blam.
Goldie. Dude. Goldie should have been in charge of those biker thugs in the Ghost Rider comic, and they wouldn't have wasted four pages not shooting a shooting gun.
And this, again, is why I had to do a 180 on the Grim Ghost. Goldie was like, fuck a spawn of Satan. Shoot that mother.
Of course, it doesn't do any good.
No, no. Because you know what? Being a spawn of Satan comes with such wonderful powers to...
Yeah, he's like, he sends them to hell. And, Goldie's like, huh? They're gone. And he says, to a far more exciting place, I assure you.
I assure you. And his stance
he's
is
so
like,
polite.
He's a wonderful guy. Goldie's all excited by it. Her hair's gotten longer. Her breasts have gotten tauter.
Her skirt has gotten shorter.
And her belly's gotten flatter. She's still packing two pistols, one with a silencer and one a semi-automatic. Looks like a Glock. But, hey, that's just her. She's like, what have you done to them? Who are you? Do they still highlight or emphasize words in a...
Very rarely. And, I've made this point before. This is good that you have the words emphasized in the word balloons that the characters are putting emphasis on, so you get the exact rhythm of how they're talking. That was a great thing in comics that they've totally gotten away from. I don't know why. I mean, when you have these words in bold, you know how they're speaking.
Exactly. And it just adds so much more character to their character. So she's stressing, like, what do you take me for? Some kind of idiot? Who are you working for?
And he kisses her hand.
And he takes her pistol-packing arm by the wrist, kisses the back of her hand.
I like his style. Mask.
Satan agrees. And says, but Madam offends me. I assure you, whatever humble powers I possess.
He introduces himself. He gives his name. He's Matthew Dunsinane.
Derived from a decidedly opposite source.
Then this is great because she's like, blam, blam, blam. She's just like, whatever, dude. And she's just like shooting.
Is that so? Well, gonna have to cut this short, Matthew, baby. Late show's on TV and I wouldn't want to miss it. And she unloads on homeboy.
Hey, but check it out.
I don't give a shit does. I don't care what he does.
Oh, but this is funny.
She lets go. This bitch.
She's a competent villain.
Excessively so. It's almost a shame to have to boof her ass off to hell.
Yeah, he turns her bullets into flowers and then offers her the flowers and then, of course, sends her to hell.
Wait. You might as well read it. I mean, this is a reader.
Please
accept them with my compliments.
My only regret is that where I must send you, they, the flowers, are somewhat likely to get singed. I wonder who owns these Atlas properties, because I wouldn't mind seeing a revival of this character.
He is so freaking cool. And once again, the street is silent, save for the clatter of hoofbeats, the proud whinny of a black steed, and the hollow echo of demonic laughter.
And here is a flashback.
Yep. Time to figure out where it all started.
1743 is when it all started. We have these rich dudes in a horse and carriage. They're on this road, this highway, because here we have a highwayman, the Grim Ghost, when he was alive.
I said very dandy.
He is looking very dapper here. And, he's holding them up. He's, like, laughing at them.
A highwayman!
Hey, look at the chick. Mm-hmm. She's, like, all hot that she's being robbed by the dude.
Oh, yeah.
This is so true to life. This is realistic, because, yeah.
Oh, dude, this is classic.
Chicks love the bad boys.
So he opens up the carriage door. The Lord is there, the major of the army, and the Lord's wife. And so it's like, it's the Blackguard they call the Grim Ghost.
Look at her. I don't think he's grim at all. I think he's rather charming. And, like, he's kissing her hand.
No doubt.
And then he shoots the dude. One second after he's kissing her hand,
You do notice that he has a pistol in his own hand, so he bought it on himself.
That is true.
But you know what? It's visions of loveliness just like the Lord's wife that make a life of banditry so appealing.
Which is what he says. And then he snatches the brooch that the chick is wearing around her neck.
Yes.
And she's like,
The gentleman's wallet is fat, of that I'm certain. But 'tis the lady's brooch I really came for.
This is actually solid comic book writing. I have no problem with any of this dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, he's like...
And then he mugs the Lord.
He's got his glove in the dude's
pushes
face.
Pushes the milady up against the carriage. Doesn't even grab her, just pushes her up against the carriage.
That's how slick he is. Yeah, he's like all kissing up on her, even though he's got like the mask
her,
on.
Apparently her scent is as sweet as the Garden of Eden. And if only this mask did not stand between her, him and her full, lush, ruby lips.
And she's just standing there, and, you know, she's, like, just, you know, cumming her panties. And he takes off, laughing at the dude. What?
This comic is great because the next words out of her mouth...
Perhaps you will arrange to rob me on another occasion, Mr. Ghost.
I can easily arrange to take the carriage out at night without my husband.
Sarah, for God's sake! Yeah.
I tell you, the bad girls. So he goes galloping off into the night.
Then some soldiers show up, and, like, the rich dude's like, he went that way!
Yeah,
and
so like they're going after the Grim Ghost. The Grim Ghost. If they say the Grim fucking Ghost one more time on this thing. So they run into this dude.
Yeah, here's Matthew Dunsinane. They come across him, and, you know, of course they know him.
He's a gentleman
rich.
Of high honor.
Right.
Just happened to be walking around out there in the woods by himself.
Never mind that he's dressed very similarly to how the Grim Ghost was.
Perhaps.
And they're like, oh, it's only you, sir. Never mind, but besides the fact you don't have a bandana on your face, you look exactly like the dude we're looking for. Did you see the Grim Ghost anywhere?
This shirt's a little different.
That's true. And he's like, oh, Grim Ghost, yeah, I think he went that way.
No,
he actually says, I didn't see him.
Are you sure he came this way? He's like... I guess he could have turned off anywhere. And, of course, the horse is right there
by the way, 25 feet
away.
Man, yeah, I was going to say, this dude's the only guy around. And not for a second do they get suspicious because, of course, you know, a rich dude can't possibly, you know, be a bad guy.
Absolutely. Well, you know how it is.
And, the wife is telling the dude,
You're fucking incompetent. If you want to catch a man, you need a squapper. I mean a pussy.
You must explain this whole squapping/squapper thing to me.
It's basically like this. A vagina can be referred to, depending on its level of foliage, as either a bush or a beaver. So, if you have this young tender thing put her bush next to that hot young thing's beaver, then you've got a squapper.
My head hurts. Anyway, here's like a, a ball, a party, whatever the fuck. At that
event.
That rich dude that the Grim Ghost just took his money at his mansion. So, of course, Matthew Dunsinane is there because, you know, he's, a big deal. And he meets up with the chick. The Sarah. Chick does not know. Sarah does not know that he's the Grim Ghost.
No.
But this reminds me of, like, in Batman Returns, in the Catwoman-Batman scene towards the end.
But with a partner such as Milady, he could dance on the ceiling.
That's what he said. He's smooth.
Oh, he's smooth. She's horny, but he's still smooth.
Okay, I guess we'll slap the break song in here.
And
we're back.
Like satanic magic.
Man, they may as well go ahead and just make this a rated R comic at this point.
Well, she does seem to...
She's like taking off her corset here, and it's like, come on, just a little more.
Yeah, she is fully endowed, and she has been working the Lord and everyone else in the damn party with it. And now she's exposing it, baring it, stripping it. And moments later, she's in a perfectly see-through negligee.
And the Grim Ghost has shown up.
Steps out of the shadows, where, you know, there's no way didn't watch the whole striptease event. And his pistols are pointing directly at his package to emphasize the fact that the Grim Ghost
is
amused.
Here we have some more not-so-subtle adult imagery hidden in the art.
Wait a minute, he actually tells her. Lady Braddock, I dare say, the prize I enjoy this fine night shall be worth every bit of the risk I've taken to collect.
Hey, she did offer for him to rob her again.
Apparently she's going to rob her of her wifely fidelity.
Oh, I'm sure her wifely fidelity is long gone at this point.
Ah, well.
Yeah.
We can see that you're bold and you have quick wit.
This time, however, I fear you have been outwitted, the bitch says. And look how evil she looks here, too. Yeah, they're
my
like...
My only complaint with what she says there is that we didn't get more cleavage shot. I think she could have been wearing something a lot more scantier.
I hate the comics code. I really do. There are so many of these old comics that could have been better.
Especially considering that a room full of soldiers now burst in on her transparently clad body. But,
yeah, they've probably all seen her in that undress state before, I'm sure. Little slut.
Hmm. Indeed.
So yeah, well, they got him. Like you've pointed out before, he's caught in the first issue.
She has in fact captured the mysterious green ghost, and she'll expect those diamond earrings to be handed over by her husband in the morning.
Yeah, well, he couldn't get the job done. She had to basically set him up for them.
Mm-hmm. Now he's standing there with his hands on his hips.
He's like, bitch, I can't believe you just did this to me.
Look at this bullshit.
Oh, this is awesome. Look, they take his mask off and they see he's like Matthew Dunsinane.
Why, it's Mr. Dunsinane.
And the bitch is like, a pity. In a single night, I lose two handsome men. Oh, she's got to die. She's just got to die.
As she drapes on her fur robe or fur-lined robe.
But, they're really keeping the plot moving along. Here he is the very next panel. He's had his trial and they're saying they're going to hang him. Here they are about to hang him.
Now, check it out. And for your nefarious crimes on the public highways, I hereby sentence you to be hanged by the neck until you are dead. At which point I have to ask, can we just hang him by the neck until he's gasping? No. Let's hang him by the neck until he jerks around a bit and then bring him back up and hang him again.
Did you ever see that Twilight Zone where at the beginning the dude's being hanged and then like, the noose slips and like he gets free and they're chasing him through the whole episode? You didn't see this. This was great. You gotta like get this on DVD or download it or something. No, this was the best episode.
Okay, go ahead.
Cause like then at the end he's there, he's home, he's made his way home despite being shot at and pursued through the whole story. He's about to embrace his loving wife and then he's acting like something's tugging at his neck, and cut to, he's just been hanged. The whole thing was just in his head. And he's dead. The end. That was great!
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
So long, Grim Ghost.
Yeah, he says you're about... One of the dudes is like, ha-ha, you're about to become a real ghost now. Which he is. Okay, here he is. He's being hanged. He falls into hell.
Wait. He has some famous last words.
Why like this? His arrogant laughter ended abruptly with a hideous gurgle.
That's because he has famous last words.
Well, go ahead. He does have good last words here.
Don't waste your breath yelling at me, my good men. Your pretty wives
will be love-starved without me. Hey, good for him.
You know what? You son of a bitch.
He's got style. Hey, check it out. Well, he's in hell.
Wait a minute. Just because he shot the major and has been fucking your wives, does that mean
that you have to hang him?
To die?
Hang him by the neck until he's dead?
You're supposed to say, goddamn right he deserves to die, and I hope he burns in hell.
Oh, Lord. Hey, look, he's burning in hell.
Nope, he's not dead. He's alive somehow.
But he's not. Because
even
then,
though they hanged me, he didn't die.
That's what he thinks. He's a dumbass. Because then Satan puts his hand lovingly on his shoulder. It's like, oh, don't be ridiculous. Okay, Satan is very camp in this comic, I just want to say.
No. Now, there's this blonde...
He tells him, of course you die.
...held up by her head to be whipped across her naked, bare, full, voluptuous breasts.
Yeah, I should probably point out, at this point, Fleischer has been accused of misogyny, the writer, and he wrote this book called Chasing Harry, as in pussy, where, like, it was, like, some dude who would, like, rape and kill women or some shit. So, like, you would expect imagery in one of his comics to include, like, a demon torturing a naked chick.
I would have expected you to review one of his comics a long time ago.
We will no doubt be reviewing other Fleischer comics.
So, right.
We have to be careful, though, because he sued back in, like, I don't know, around 1980 or so, he sued the Comics Journal and Harlan Ellison because the journal interviewed Ellison. I know you know Harlan Ellison.
No, tell me more.
He's a, long story short, he's a famous science fiction writer. He wrote the episode of Star Trek with Joan Collins.
Indeed?
Yeah, he wrote that. Don't tell me you didn't see that one.
You see this glassy...
Okay, you know what? He was the creative consultant on Babylon 5. There, now...
Oh, wait a minute. Did I say glassy-eyed? I meant stone-eyed look of uncaring.
Did you ever see the movie A Boy and His Dog?
Oh, wait a minute. Didn't that have
Don Johnson in it? Yeah, yes.
Hell no.
You know what? But anyway, he's a writer. In an interview, Ellison expressed his admiration for Fleischer's writing and said, yeah, he's like crazy. He's totally bug-fuck. And Fleischer, being, I guess, hypersensitive, like, sued them for... He lost. But yeah, he sued them for, like, calling them crazy, even though Ellison meant it as a compliment. So we here at Podcast X, because we fear litigation, would just like to say, despite our admiration for Fleischer, he's not crazy at all. No,
oh, no.
No.
Me, I'm not wearing a Bizarro t-shirt. Fleischer, I'm not crazy as bugfuck. But I gotta say, backing
up. Oh, you had something to say on that page.
Absolutely. As the red hand of some unknown demon...
It's reaches Satan!
Out, you think it's going to be him?
Yeah, because I already read it.
Of course you died. What else you would be doing in my domain? Which causes Denensberry, or whatever his name is to say.
Dunsinane? Hey, you know, yeah, Satan has his hand on his hip, and he is, like, posing like an... Here's the thing. Even though this Satan is clearly gay, I'm still not going to... Look at him. Look at him. I'm still not going to fuck with him, because he is Satan.
That's more like a bwah ha 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 surprise.
Hey, check. Yeah, he looks like he's twirling his finger.
He's having a good day. You know, Satan's been drinking.
Okay. Satan's been drinking.
So yeah, Dunsberry spins around, and lo and behold, it is indeed
Satan.
But
hey, check it. He has goat legs.
Yes.
In this.
Yes, and see, he's been drinking with the nymphs in the field. Ooh. But hold on. Dude, don't...
Well,
you
we're
know,
running out of time.
It's Satan month.
I know you want to quote all of Satan's dialogue, but we have limited time left.
Must totally be quoted.
No, it's too much. Although, I like where he's like, Satan, I never thought... Your kind never do, Dunsinane. Until it is far too late, as he has his hand on his hip, and he's twirling his finger in the air.
Woohoo! Woohoo! I got Satan ideas for you!
I like this. Allowing yourself to be betrayed by a woman. Really? How awfully banal. Oh, come on. This Satan is gay. Come on, he's even talking gay.
Oh, come on. This Satan is a classic. He's a hoot! What's going to happen to me
Why,
now?
You're going to suffer the tortures of perdition till the end of time. Unless... Here we go.
Look at that classic. Unless the proposal of a life.
He's posing.
The proposal of eternity. Unless you care. And when you're Satan, you have to, like, clutch their soul in one hand and point at their mortal trembling with the other.
Yeah,
hand.
Yeah. He's like, you
care. Unless you care to make the deal.
And unlike Johnny Blaze, who totally asked for it.
Oh, sorry. Satan's not dying. Okay.
Yeah, Johnny Blaze was a dumbass. He brought everything on himself. Now, the grim ghost here really has no choice. Either he's going to burn in hell or he's going to accept Satan's deal. Satan holds all the cards here.
I gotta say, despite the snarling, pathetic,
oh, you'd be
jackals in the background.
Oh, go ahead.
Dunsinane is out of character.
No, he's no.
He's all sweaty.
Whoa! No, he is a human being. He can be cool with the humans.
What kind of deal?
He's facing the prospect of eternal torment, and he is a mere human being, and it is only understandable that his cool would break under these circumstances. Seriously,
fair enough, because you've got the pointed finger.
And look
of
at yeah, look
Satan
how intimidating
in
he
your
looks.
Face.
Exactly.
And he's just like, "Oh, dude, I'm gonna so fuck you over." So, okay.
So you know he's thinking, and, you know what, I'll take your deal now and I'll fuck you over later.
So Satan says, you have style, my boy. Sort of like Trenchcoat Mafia pointed out earlier.
Yeah, he said, most of the people we get down here are rather on the crude side. He is so gay.
And this, I like style.
This is gay Satan.
I might be persuaded to let you go back if you agree to do some work.
Hey, by the way, notice that Satan is gratuitously whipping him as he's, like, talking to him.
Oh, you think he's whipping him? I thought he was whipping the other guy.
Well, the other guy is... Well, everybody's screaming here. I mean, there's we have a lot of suffering going on.
Look at him. Satan goes traipsing up the stairs. La, la, la,
he
la,
is.
La, la,
he really
la.
Is.
You know what I'm saying? Dude,
this is like, not even subtle. He may as well be, like, wearing a sash or something.
He says to him, he's like, oh, man.
I do not believe your cell phone just went off again. What is that ringtone?
Oh, some bullshit that I can't even speak. Move right along. So he says to Dunnan's name, you could even wear that fancy costume of yours. I always thought it looked quite dashing, of course. But we'd have to get you a better horse than that old man.
Okay, now stop, because we've got paragraphs of Satan dialogue here. We can't possibly read it all.
Oh, yes, you could.
Here's the thing.
This is the Podcast X third incarnation of Satan this month.
You know, it's kind of cool. First we had...
This is by far the most charming of the Satans.
This is certainly the most flamboyant Satan. That's for damn sure.
One man's charm, another man's flamboyant.
Here, although I will admit, this Satan is very entertaining. Yeah, I would drink with this Satan. You know, you wouldn't want to hang out and have a beer with him.
Will he bring the nymphs?
Oh, he'd have to. That'd be, yeah. Ooh. That'd be my deal with Satan. And he's telling him, look, here's the deal. You go and, like, kill evil people for me and, like, send them here. Because I'm tired of waiting for these evil people to fucking die to have to, like, come here, and I'm looking for, like, lots of more people to torture. And he actually says, by the way, you'll have to stay dead, of course. Even the devil can't change everything.
Something to do with this regrettable deal he made some time ago. But I gotta say, as far as dialogue between Satan and his minions is concerned, he says, you could go back if you agree to do some work for me. And he's like, what kind of work? And Satan starts whipping people. He's like, why, the devil's work, my boy. Devil's work. You can even wear that fancy costume of yours.
You like this Satan?
Satan was a fan. Dude, he was like, dude, you must have killed, what, 67 people, raped 7 virgins?
Here's why,
you were on the roll.
Here's why Matthew Dunsinane rules. He's like, all right, I'll do it. And the first person I'll kill when I go back will be that blasted female who turned me in, and look at his face.
That's right.
This dude has no patience for the bitches. He's like, she's dead.
Afraid not, Matthew. You see?
And this is kind of bogus. I'm sending you to the 20th century. Lots of evil happening there. Mm-hmm. That is a really bullshit reason. In quotes, to send him to our era, but
there's
okay.
There's lots of evil happening there. Makes your era look kind of
like a Sunday school
Bible
picnic,
school.
He says.
Yeah.
Hey, check it out. He's in like that Superman time vortex that he would like fly through to go through time.
Yep, Satan's demonic laughter trailing in the background. And
here's the last page, and his house
hundreds of years.
Still there, conveniently.
In the stable, a jet black steed.
Satan did give him a cool new horse. He kept his word. Good for Satan.
And lo and behold, the damn horse can trot on air.
Yeah, and watch for him in the next issue of The Grim Ghost, the one sale in January. The end.
Yep. Lost souls for purgatory and kept his pact with...
Satan! I'll tell you, this is a much better origin story than Brother Voodoo's. And I would give that comic, I like the art, I like the story, I especially liked the over-the-top dialogue. I'm giving it a 6.
I'm going to spend my life fucking bitches and killing people. Don't think I'll go to hell, though. Oh, shit, what am I doing here? All right, Satan, you've got me. I'll do your dirty work and go back to Earth to collect more souls.
Hey, this needs to be a new feature, the Podcast X synopsis. Let me try to do brother voodoo. Boy, am I happy that I left my shitty Haiti like childhood home and now I'm a rich doctor here in the States. What, my brother's dying? Okay, I'll make a token appearance. Oh fuck, this like voodoo guy killed him. Ugh, fine, I'll be the new voodoo guy. Whatever. The end. Wow, no wonder it was he only gave it a 2.
Whereas Brother, or the Grim Ghost, the Brother Grim, he says, oh, by the way, Satan, can I keep that really cool costume I hooked myself up with?
He didn't even have to ask. Like, Satan was nice enough to let him
keep
it.
He was like, yo, dude, you got to keep the costume, but check it out. I'm going to upgrade your horse and shit. Like, yeah.
Now, but as I said before, it's Spawn. Todd McFarlane totally ripped that comic off to create Spawn. It's the same damn premise.
Maybe he bought the property.
Maybe. I wish he would have just brought back the Grim Ghost then.
Nah, see, we would have had to have flames coming out of the horse's nostrils, you know.
As long as he wouldn't give the Grim Ghost spikes and chains, I'd be okay.
Bondage and discipline. That's what he could do by day. He could be dungeon master for, like, a B&D parlor.
You know, actually, that's a good segue into our next comic, but I have to ask you, 1 to 10, the Grim Ghost, issue 1, what do you give it?
That shit was all good, all the time. The Grim Ghost gets an 8. A straight 8, no bullshit.
Wow.
Yep. I tell you, raping and pillaging, actually he was doing them kind of willingly because, you know.
Well, all the bitches really want to be raped ultimately anyway.
Those Southern Belle bitches. According to one comic that we need to review in the future, it is the number one fantasy of both men and women, involuntary sex.
But in men's case, it's to be performing the involuntary sex upon women.
And in the women's case, it's probably this. You know what? Humans are fucking perverted. But they will always need land.
That's it. Okay. I'm not even going to let you continue that. You are not going to. It's too late. I knew it. Either a Superman movie or a Smallville reference. Whew. Okay. We are out of here.
Bacabi, Laka Bacabi, Lamek, Kai, Akabale, Karelios, Lamek, Bacalios, Kabahage, Sabalios, Bariolos, Lagos, Ata Kabiolas, Samahek, Et Famiolas, Harahya.
In nomine de nostre Satanas, Lucifere excelsis.
In tribo ad altere Satanas.
Ad Satanas qui laetifica gloria.
In the name of Satan, the ruler of earth, the king, the chief of the serfs, I command the forces of darkness to bestow their infernal power upon us. Save us, Lord Satan, from the treacherous and the violent. Oh, Satan, spirit of the earth, God of liberty, open wide the gates of hell and come forth from the abyss by these names. Satan!
Satan!
Beelzebub!
Beelzebub!
Leviathan!
Leviathan!
Asmodeus!
Asmodeus!
Abaddon!
Abaddon!
Gloria Satanas!
Scipio. Et nunget semper et in saecula, saeculorum. Amen.
Let us pray. Urged by our Lord Satan's bidding, and schooled by his infernal ordinance, we make bold to say, Amen.
Evil from us deliver but, temptation into not us lead, and us against trespass those forgive we as, trespasses are us forgive, and bread daily our day this us give. Heaven in is it as earth on, done be will thy, come kingdom thy, name thy be hallowed, heaven in our who, Father our.
Children of my office, from high matters I spare time to preside over this gathering. By the favor of our Lord Satan, I have the power to grant your wishes, should it please me to do so. Waste no moment in unnecessary babbling, or you will incur my anger. Now, lift up your heads and tell me your desires. Who seeks entry here?
One who repents her past heresies and craves to be accepted into the grace of our master Satan, designated by the Creator, Lord of this world from its beginning without end.
Enter, penitent, that you may abase yourself before the only true God. Penitent, the opportunity is offered you to redeem your past. Do you desire to take it?
Yes.
Are you prepared to serve our Lord Satan with your whole mind, body, and soul, permitting nothing to deter you from the furtherance of his work?
Yes.
As proof that you have purged your mind of all false teaching, you will now break this crucifix and throw the pieces from you. Stand up and raise your left hand. Repeat after me, sentence by sentence, the words I am about to say. I deny Jesus Christ, the deceiver.
I deny Jesus Christ, the deceiver.
And I abjure the Christian faith, holding in contempt all of its works.
And I abjure the Christian faith, holding in contempt all of its works.
By the symbol of the Creator, I swear henceforth to be.
By the symbol of the Creator, I swear henceforth to be.
A faithful servant of his most puissant archangel, the Prince Lucifer.
A faithful servant of his most puissant archangel, the Prince Lucifer.
Whom? The Creator designated as his regent and lord of this world.
Whom the Creator designated as his regent and lord of this world.
As a being now possessed of a human body in this world.
As a being now possessed of a human body in this world.
I swear to give my full allegiance to its lawful master.
I swear to give my full allegiance to its lawful master.
To worship him, our Lord Satan, and no other.
To worship him, our Lord Satan. And no other.
To despise all man-made religions and to bring contempt upon them whenever possible.
To despise all man-made religions and to bring contempt upon them whenever possible.
To undermine the faith of others in such false religions wherever possible.
To undermine the faith of others in such false religions wherever possible.
And bring them to the true faith when desirable.
And bring them to the true faith. When desirable.
I swear to give my mind, body, and soul unreservedly.
I swear to give my mind, body, and soul unreservedly.
To the furtherance of the designs of our Lord Satan.
To the furtherance of the designs of our Lord Satan.
If I ever betray my oath, I do now decree.
If I ever betray my oath, I do now decree.
To have my throat cut, my tongue and heart torn out.
To have my throat cut, my tongue and heart torn out.
And to be buried in the sand of the ocean, that the waves of it may carry me away into an eternity of oblivion.
And to be buried in the sand of the ocean, that the waves of it may carry me away into an eternity of oblivion.
If you ever break this oath, we shall pronounce sentence upon you in the name of our Lord Satan, that you shall fall into dangerous disease and leprosy, and that in the sign of his vengeance, you shall perish by a terrifying and horrible death. And that a fire shall consume and devour you on every side and utterly crush you. And that by the power of Satan, a flame shall go forth from his mouth, which shall burn you up and reduce you to nothing in hell. Now, take these shavings in your hand and face the goat of Mandus. Repeat after me. I deny God, creator of heaven and earth. And I adhere to thee and believe in thee.
I deny God, creator of heaven and earth, and I adhere to thee and believe in thee.
Kiss the goat! As the shavings of the clock do never return to the clock from which they are taken, so may your soul never return to heaven. Now, remove your garment and lie down at full length upon the altar. Brothers and sisters of the left-hand side, the penitent has proved worthy of acceptance as a neophyte to our high order. It is now my happy duty to free her from the bonds of ignorance and superstition. Lucifer, save us!
Master, save us!
Astaroth, save us!
Master, save us!
Shaitan, save us!
Master, save us!
Zebulon, save us!
Master, save us!
Moloch, save us!
Master, save us!
Satan, have mercy!
Master, have mercy!
Baal, have mercy!
Master, have mercy!
Azazel, have mercy!
Master, have mercy!
Dagon, have mercy!
Master, have mercy!
Naaman, have mercy!
Master, have mercy!
Blessed be the bread and wine of death. Blessed 1,000 times more than the flesh and blood of life. For you have not been harvested by human hands, nor did any human creature mill and grind you. It was our Lord Satan alone who took you to the mill of the grave, so that you should thus become the bread and blood of revelation and revulsion. I spit upon you, and I cast you down in memory of Satan, because you preach punishment and shame to those who would emancipate themselves and repudiate the slavery of the church. Ornaments, badges of authority, serve only to conceal the nakedness which is alone acceptable to our Lord Satan. Neophyte, you have served me well. Stand up and join those assembled here so that they may look upon you and do with you as they desire. I, Joel, prince of the bats and high priest of the Lord Satan, by this act do dismiss you from this service. Prepare to receive through me the benediction of our Lord Satan, that you may be fitted to honor the Creator by the rite symbolic of his work. Eva, Ave, Satanas, Vade, Lilith, Vade, Retropan, Deus, Maledictus, Est, Gloria tibi, Domine Lucifere, per omnia sacula saculorum. Amen. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Rege Satanas.
Hail Satan!
Ave Satanas.
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Satan!
Hail Satan!